Good morning, this is Arizona Board of Governors Crimmon City, and we are having a parole hearing for David C. Fletcher, ADC number 050457. Mr. Fletcher has waived his appearance before the board today. Mr. Fletcher has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412A, 411, or home arrest. That is general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Mr. Fletcher, according to information, I believe that Ames is now 56 years of age. He was certified for this parole back on December 26, 2018. He's serving an offense for murder in the first degree, which was the sentence had its beginning date of September 16, 1983, and he became parole eligible on May 13, 2009. He also had another offense, and that was burglary, first degree, and that one he received a sentence of 7.6 years, and that one has expired. Therefore, we only have one that we're looking at today, and that is murder in the first degree. He has, over the years, he's had a number of disciplines. In fact, he had about 3.5 pages of disciplines listed on a violation listed on Ames. The last time he appeared before this board would have been June 26, 2018. At that time, according to what I gleaned, all board members were present, and he was denied at that time when he came before the board for a 412A, 411, or home arrest. He was found guilty by a jury trial. He committed the offense at the age of around 22 years of age at the time of the offense. As I've stated before, the offense took place around September 9, 1983. The defendant was fired at a warehouse in Tucson, where his father was a manager at that warehouse, and his stepmother was also employed there. He became upset, and after he was fired, he came back to the warehouse on September 16, 1983 to collect his check, and his check was not ready, and he was speaking with his stepmother, and she told him that it was not ready. He insisted on speaking with his father. However, around noon, he did show up with his father. I'm going to turn this off. I'm going to turn this off for a moment. I'll be right back with you, sir.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay, thank you, sir. So so around noon that day, his father did see him so that he could receive his check, and there was an argument that developed between the father and the son, and the son pulled his gun, and of course he shot his father three times, and his father, of course, died as a result of this. And about an hour after he had shot his father, the Tucson Police Department arrested him, and he's been incarcerated since then. He had had a challenging life throughout his social history. He was born in North Carolina. His father and his mother divorced. He felt very close to his mother, but he always had a disagreement with his stepmother that his father had remarried, and as a result of that, they did not get along, and he lived from time to time between North Carolina and Arizona. And as a child, he just had a number of challenges. He dropped out of school in the 11th grade, and things just did not work out for him. He had a drinking problem over the years, and as a result of that, he committed this murder. And from my perspective, based on everything that I've seen, since he's not here to speak for himself, and based on information that's been presented to the board at this time, I am not in favor of granting him home arrest or absolute discharge, inasmuch as he did submit a progress report. There's no completed programs according to what we have here, and the inmate stated that he has no plan to for release and was unable to provide any concrete comments. And of course, he's not had any recent, well, he did have a discipline. His last discipline would have been on March the 14th, 2018, indecent exposure, and that was a minor. He also had the same thing in September of 1st of 2017. With that being said, I am not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might want to add, delete, anything that I've stated so far. Hearing nothing at this time, then I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to deny David Fletcher, ADC number 050437, to deny him general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And that is my motion to deny.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. And because of the date of the offense itself, he will not qualify for a one-year set-off. Therefore, he will be back before this board in about 6 months, thereabout. And the type of release that was denied is 412A411, a home arrest. Reasons for denial are as follows: serious and deviant offense, loss of human life, and serious and violent offense as well. I won't put the age of the victim. There were multi-victims, although only one was murdered, but there was a victim because of his argument with his stepmother as well. I'm going to put victim harassment in as much as he was arguing with his father. Poor release plan or no release plan for all practical purposes. No family or community support present. According to him, for his release plan, he has no lack of programming. And I believe that he has had recent discipline infractions, although they were minor, but he did have those. And anything else that any other board member wishes to include at this time? Hearing nothing else, then this will end the hearing for Mr. David Fletcher, ADC number 050437, and he has been denied, and he will have be certified to appear before this board again in about 6 months. Thank you so very much, and his hearing is over.